98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Rush Hour Reboot.
Arizona State head coach Herm Edwards, 1 hour from right now. Maloney in the Auction Community Studios leading us on the Rush Hour Reboot right now, in which we get the biggest facts of yesterday and the weekend, and we respond. Maloney, go.
It was a remarkable win for the Cardinals in an overtime thriller against the Seahawks.
48-yard attempt for Zane Gonzalez, looking to win the game and get some redemption here in overtime. 20 seconds to go. Snap. Ball is down. Kick from Gonzalez is up. It looks good. It is good! The Cardinals win it! An incredible finish at State Farm Stadium. The Cardinals take down Seattle. 37-34. Redemption for Zane Gonzalez.
I don't think I've stopped shaking since last night's game. But was this the biggest win in the Cliff Kingsbury-Kyler Murray era?
Without a doubt, yes.
So then how long has it been since the Cardinals have gotten this big of a regular season win?
Wow, that is, okay, 2016, right? We got to go back to 2016. I'm trying to think of 2016 and the wins that happened in that season. I think they were more expected, though, for the most part. See, this is so unexpected for Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals to beat the Seattle Seahawks at their own game, especially in the fourth quarter. I think there were a lot of people that were looking at the Arizona Cardinals with a jaundiced eye. Yes, this was going to be the litmus test, but I think a lot of people nationally thought the Arizona Cardinals would not win this game. And guess what? For 55 minutes, it looked like you were right, if that's what you believed. Cardinals won it in the end.
I think you said 2016 because you're used to hearing that from last night, Sunday Night Football. But 2016 was the bad year following All or Nothing when they lost to New England in week one and ended up, I think, 8-8 or something like that. I would say, did you specifically say regular season, Maloney? Because the last, okay, the last biggest win would have been the win over the Packers in the playoffs. I don't even know. I can't remember the last time they had a regular season win that made me feel like this. Maybe that year when they beat the Saints in just simply week one in 2015.
Yeah.
Because it made you feel like, all right, maybe there's something special. But I don't know.
I just don't have the schedule in front of me right now. I have no idea. But I know that this in the Cliff Kingsbury era, it's not even close.
I agree.
Cliff Kingsbury elected to go for it on fourth and goal from the three, and Kyler Murray was forced to throw the ball away. It marked the first time this season Arizona failed to score in the red zone. So does the Cards head coach have any regrets?
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. You know, that's the leading scoring team in the NFL with, you know, arguably the MVP of the season so far. So you're not going to beat that team with field goals. And we like the play call, just didn't get it done. And so I would do it 10 out of 10 times.
What did you think of that play call? Do you agree?
You know what? I do. I agree with Cliff Kingsbury in that situation that this was the Seattle Seahawks, and only in this situation because it was the Seattle Seahawks.
It's funny you said that, because if you play the game out, which is wrong to do, okay? If the Seattle knew they were trailing, they would have played the game differently. But if you play the game out, that field goal would have beaten the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
I wish he would have kicked the field goal, but this isn't a mistake. You know, there's a difference between just disagreeing with somebody and a mistake. It was a terrible mistake in the overtime. That's the word debacle is appropriate. That wasn't – they have Kyler Murray. They're the best goal-to-go team in the league. He wanted to go for it on fourth down. That's not a terrible negative, as long as he wasn't going for it because of the DK Metcalf tackle. The tackle has nothing to do with it. You can't say we've got to score a touchdown here because of the interception return. No, you don't. As long as it wasn't an emotional decision, there's nothing wrong with it.
The only debacle was the fact that you were calling a timeout because you actually were talking to Kyler Murray while they were getting ready to actually take a 5-yard penalty, and a coach came down and actually told that was the debacle that he was talking about. How he handled the end game scenario, I got no problem with that whatsoever, and I have no problem with a fourth down either, knowing it was Seattle Seahawks.
Isaiah Simmons played just 5 snaps, but made a game-changing interception in overtime.
3 receivers to the right of Wilson. Carlos Hyde in the backfield. Got to get a stop here. 3rd and 14. Play clock at 1. Snap to Wilson. Quick throw over the middle. Picked off. It's intercepted at the 40-yard line. Isaiah Simmons has it. Running far side of the 45. Out of bounds at the 50-yard line. 57 seconds left. Cardinals have the ball and a timeout. The rookie made a play.
I love that.
Did you hear the excitement right there?
I can't believe he only played 5 snaps, and that was one of them.
When he realized it was Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah, yeah.
And made the pick, right?
So there were a bunch of different plays that you guys could choose, but what do you think was the biggest play of the game last night?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wow.
I'm putting y'all
on
the spot.
Wait a minute.
I'm putting y'all on the spot.
The biggest play of the game? What do you pick right there? In regard to that, the biggest play of the game. Doug Leese, do you have an answer on that one? I'm thinking.
Was it when Fitz picked up the ball and ran it?
Can I honestly say it was Isaiah Simmons with a pick? That was it. The Cardinals are going to win the game.
It has to be because Seattle is driving down for the game-winning field goal that just make you feel like losers. I mean, that's not that hard of a drive. And for Isaiah Simmons to make the play, but I don't like narrowing it down just to Isaiah because it's the different blitz schemes in the second half that got Russell confused on that play. But that's the biggest play because let's face it, you don't win the game without that play. All the other plays, you might have won, you might have lost. You had to have that play to win the game.
Kenyon Drake left last night's game with an ankle injury, according to reports this morning. The x-rays on the running back, they were negative, but the Cardinals still don't know the severity of his injury. Didn't look good, though, because he took a cart to the locker room. He had a towel over his face and had tears coming down. Did not look good. But is Chase Edmonds prepared to go if Drake can't?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, I work my ass off day in, day out, you know, since February. So, whatever happens, I'm going to be ready. I'll be ready to answer the bell, whatever it is, whatever my role is. You know, obviously we got a creative head coach in Cliff, so I'm sure he'll find ways to get more people involved until we get KD back.
Wow.
Are you...
Chase is fired up. What happened? Was somebody asking him, like, are you capable of doing... he was mad, right?
I mean,
did he not sound mad?
He had some colorful language in the post-game presser, but
wow,
are you confident that Chase Edmonds can be the Cardinals' featured back?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, I will tell you, and Chase, this is no slam on you whatsoever, but I will tell you, I do worry about the workload that he might actually get in regard to blitz pickup, linebackers that are much bigger than he is, especially in an A-gap, B-gap situation, running through in the collision. And we saw him get hurt on a blitz pickup, actually pulled his hamstring doing it.
So then say no. You're not confident.
I do worry about his injury. I'm totally confident in him in regard to playing. Knowing what to do and going out and performing, it's not even close. Yeah, he'd be fantastic. Will he hold up?
My answer to the question is no, I'm not. And it has everything to do with exactly what Wolf said. I mean, he's fantastic at his role. But it's a dramatic change to go from the number one guy and have his body hold up. Am I confident in his mind? Am I confident he has the skills? Absolutely. Totally. But I don't know if he has the body that can hold up under this.
Maybe that's why he got angry. The reason
because of people like me.
Saying, you know what? I don't know if his body's going to hold up. Maybe that's why he got angry. Fired up. Not a slam on you, my brother, at all, Chase. Not a slam on you.